If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you, my name's Kim Myers, and I'm one of the pastors here. And today we are continuing our sermon series called Jesus Preaches. So if you were hoping to see Jesus today, sorry, it's me. But we're talking about the important things that Jesus said throughout his ministry. 3 years. 3 years. Where he spoke to friends, he spoke to strangers, he combined groups of people in a way that has and continues to transform the world. Will you pray with me? Dear God, in the silence of the stars, in the heaving of the sea, in the rolling of the hills, speak, Lord. In the voice of a friend, in the chatter of a child, in the words of a stranger, speak, Lord. In the stillness of this room, the longing of our minds, and the calming of our hearts, speak, Lord. Allow me to move aside and let your words truly be spoken. Amen. Today we're talking about how Jesus calls us into the narrow path, into the gate. I think sometimes we take Jesus as Lord and Savior. We take off his crown of thorns and we take his shepherd's staff and we replace it with a golden crown and a sword. Yet Jesus is our teacher and our shepherd. When Miss Rachel was talking about shepherds who call out to their sheep, the sheep that recognize their voice and come, this is a real life thing. I spent a little too much time on YouTube videos this week about sheep and shepherds, but if you get five men and you have them call the same call that the shepherd calls, the sheep will ignore four of them. Completely ignore. And then the shepherd comes to the gate and calls how he calls, and man, their ears just perk right up. And they run to their shepherd. They ignore the others. It's truly amazing. What I'm going to ask you today is, what voices are you listening to? Who is your shepherd? I'm going to tell you stories that Jesus told his friends and his followers about how to reorient and make sure that you're choosing to listen to the right voice. We're going to start in Matthew 7. I'm going to read 13 through 14, and then I'm going to skip to 24 and 27 because we can do that as pastors. If you want to read the full thing at home later, I invite you to. Here he talks, and he starts by saying, enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide, and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who will take it. For the gate is narrow, and the road is hard that leads to life, and there will be few who find it. And everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like wise men who build their house on a rock. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like the foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. This reminds me of how great a teacher Jesus was and is. He tells a story, and he starts by saying, take the narrow road. It's not easy, and it's difficult. There's a wide path over here. Many people will take it. It's fun. My first response is, why would I want to take this path? You just told me it's difficult and not easy. This one's fun. But then he goes on to tell you what will happen if you take these different ways. The foundation that you have, that Jimmy's son sang about today, that foundation that's in your core, if you build your house and your life upon that rock that is our Savior, when the storms come, you will be stable. Over here, you choose to ignore, to listen to other voices that might be louder and more consistent in our lives, and you build your house on the sand, and when that storm comes, it says, mighty is its fall. You see, the life of Christians that we choose to lead through the narrow path is not easy. In fact, it brings us, we are called to bring the light to the darkness. We are called to bring joy to despair. We are called to walk upon this narrow path and listen to the shepherd who calls us by name. If we look in John 10, 1 through 10, Jesus continues to talk about the sheep and the shepherd. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he is brought out on his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger. They will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. You see, Jesus uses this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying. So again, Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. And all who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. I will come and go and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Who do we listen to? You know, I have many titles in my life. I'm wearing a name tag now. It says pastor. That's a hard one to get away from wherever I go. I swear, any trip we go on now, we were in Colorado whitewater rafting, and somebody was like, "My pastor's here." And I was like, "Hey, Kim Myers." It's hard to get away from that title. But I have other titles in my life, right? I'm a wife. I'm a sister. I'm a mom. I'm a football mom. Just depending on the room I'm in, right? I have a different situation that I need to lean into, a different title that I might lean into more, except for one, and that's Christian. That is something that I have embraced, and I hope that it comes with me no matter where I go. This narrow path where Jesus is the gatekeeper. You see, when he was telling this story, he saw the look of confusion amongst his friends. He was telling this story to his disciples, right? People he knew and trusted. And he stopped and he said, no, it's me. I'm the gatekeeper. And I can only imagine them, they were following this metaphor of shepherd and sheep, and then all of a sudden they look at their friend, and he says, "I'm here so that I can lead you. And it will be good. It will not be easy, but it will be good." I was talking to a friend this week about the difference between my church community and my football community.
All right? So, if you don't know Reedy Lions, we're just doing fabulous this season. It's amazing. And we get together once a week, and we sit in the stands, and the boys practice. You know, I wasn't a football person growing up, and I used to call it rehearse, and I got in a lot of trouble for that. But they go, and they practice every morning. Dylan leaves the house at 5 a.m. most days to get to school. And they work towards a common goal. And then we gather each week, and we either succeed or we don't in that goal. And in the moments of that, we celebrate together. We pause together. We say words to the refs together. But our center is not all the same. It's not exactly where I want my center to be. You see, this community here, we get together once a week. We celebrate together. We surround each other when we need it. We do our own type of practicing. We dive into the Word. We sing the songs. We ask each other in the community to help us remember to listen to the sheep. I don't know how people get through life without a deep, sincere faith. I love this community. I love my football friends, and I love my football family. And I gotta say, most of us are grounded in Christ. But that's not our common goal. Here, you don't have to be here right now. You could be at home in bed. You made a choice to get up this morning. You made a choice to dive into the Word. You stood up and you sang the songs. And for each one of you, there's probably a different reason. Because if you don't continue to listen for the voice of our shepherd, other voices are going to come in. I was doing a podcast with Scott Engel about how to incorporate scripture into our faith life. And I started by asking the question, how do we use scripture? And he quickly stopped me and said, we don't use scripture. We learn scripture. We read scripture. Scripture transforms who we are each and every day. As I was reading these stories this week, I thought about how we make that choice to walk through the gate, right? But I was thinking about the thieves and the bandits that kind of climb over. I don't know about you, but I'm a rule follower unless the rules don't work for me, and then I can find a way to work around the rules and make them still work. And there's been times in my life I tried to do that with my faith, with Christianity. In a book that we've been reading, help me, Jimmy, Sticky Faith, it is called The Jesus Jacket. So, right, you got here this morning. You showered, you had some breakfast, and you put on that Jesus jacket because you're going to church, right? You're ready to walk into that narrow gate. You're in the field with your friends and your flock, and you're listening to Jesus. And then on Monday, you deal with that coworker who, like, makes you tick, like, not in a good way. Or you go into a meeting, and you need to be a powerhouse. So you kindly take that Jesus jacket off, and you fold it. You leave it on your chair, and you go, and you do things that you might be climbing over the gate. And then you walk back to your office, and you take a breath, and you put back on that Jesus jacket. The thing with the narrow path is that jacket never comes off. It is embedded into your heart, into a way that you cannot do life without it. It is your shepherd. It is your voice. It is what you lean into in each and every moment. There are times in my life where I want to take it off. And then you do. And you feel vulnerable. And you feel alone. And you feel lost. We were doing the Proverbs series earlier, and I was blown away why I haven't, like, fallen in love with the book of Proverbs. I'm one of the most, like, practical preachers. Like, I want to make things livable. And Proverbs is, like, a book of how to do that. And a wise woman from the Saturday night service said, "You didn't connect with it because you were too young. You didn't want to read those rules. You weren't ready for that yet." And I thought, she's not wrong there. The scriptures that we lean into, sometimes we're not ready for. But they're always waiting for us, calling us by name. So I've talked for a minute about following Jesus, our shepherd. You're like, "Yeah, Kim, thanks. I'm coming to church. I know that." How do you do it? That's a question I'm asking you. How do you make sure that Christ is the center, that you are listening to the voice of our shepherd and nothing else? If you find yourself on shaky ground, where do you go? If you don't think you're doing this well, I'll tell you, look at two places to reorient. Look at your calendar, and look at your checkbook. Where are you spending your time, and how are you spending your money? And if you need to reorient more time in Scripture, do it. Surround yourself with people who are going to remind you to listen. Jesus told us, "Enter through the gate. It's difficult, but I'm here to call you by name." And when you fall, all you have to do, I will come and lift you up. The life of Christians does not mean an easy path. It means a narrow path, a higher path, a path that calls us to be who God created us to be, not the easy life. There's a reason why I ran from my call for about 15 years. Because the wide path is a lot more fun. But it's also empty. It also doesn't bring me into my best self. It also does not surround me with the people that I need to surround me to bring me back to the path, to say, "Listen to Jesus calling you by name." Can you imagine? I bet you can. I bet you've heard it. But you felt it. This is what we get to do. The gate's open. And the gatekeeper is there, not to tell you to go away, but to tell you to come in and embrace this Christian life fully. Grace is there. But choices have to be made so that we can live a life where the title of Christian walks with us in each and every room. We no longer want to take off our Jesus jacket. We want to embrace it and make sure that it oozes out of everything that we do. Because if this church can do that each and every day, it's going to transform this world. I get so excited when I think about what we have the ability to do. because we choose it, because God called us into it, and because each and every one of you has specific gifts that make this body greater. And I can't imagine doing it without one of you. Like Jesus did, he brought people together in community. A shepherd who calls you by name. It's our job to respond. Will you pray with me? Dear gracious and loving God, we come to you right now as humble sheep. Sometimes lost, sometimes scared, yet we hear your voice. We hear your voice in the scriptures. We hear your voice in the sunset. We hear your voice in our friends reminding us who we are and who we aren't. This week, let us live into who we are called to be fully, as humble, obedient children of God. And for that, we are truly thankful that we get to participate in this story that you have created. We say this in your holy, precious, and mighty name. Amen.